Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. That's reeling in the years. That's what we've been doing this week. We've been reeling in the years. 13 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got a bunch more coming. As long as I draw breath, we're going to keep doing this. Thank you for being part of our day and part of our years over the time. And Grace Marie Turner is one of those people who's been a great supporter of ours. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than she does. And Grace Marie, you were actually was supposed to be on the show yesterday, and you got a better gig. And I want to tell the audience why we moved you to today. The House Healthcare Caucus is a group of people, very important members, current members and new members of the House that they put together, many of them physicians. And this is a very powerful group of people with regard to healthcare public policy. And they asked you to come to their meeting yesterday to brief them on healthcare. Folks, if you didn't believe before when I've told you how important Grace Marie's voice is, what she knows is to people around the world, now that should give you a little better idea. Grace Marie, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I'm not the least bit surprised. Will you tell us what you told them and what all this means?
A group of probably about 15 members, which is a big deal, 15 members.
Yep.
It was members only, not even staff there, to talk about what they're going to do in the coming year on health reform. And it was it's chaired by Dr. Michael Burgess, who's a physician, member of Congress from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was so inspiring to see the new members come, newly elected physicians. There were about 9 physicians in the last Congress in the Republican caucus, I think maybe mm-hmm. 2 Democrats. And now there are 16 or 17. There's still a couple of races that are undecided.
How about that? Now the makeup of this huge. the makeup of these 15 people, Democrats and Republicans?
No. Well, they invite Democrats, but they say, you know, we want to talk about free market ideas, and no Democrats showed up.
Interesting. So what did you tell them?
Well, I told them that was also listening because they just got off the campaign trail. And one of the things they said was every time they'd say, I'm going back to Washington to repeal this law,
right,
they would get standing ovations.
Wow.
So they're talking to me about what can we do? Well, frankly, they know that they will absolutely pass a repeal bill, one of the first measures that they'll pass when the new Congress is sworn in January, and it will go over to the Senate, and then probably will fail there. And
yeah.
even if it got through the Senate, the president would veto it. So,
but
it
they
really,
feel it's symbolic. They feel it's symbolic to do this.
Absolutely. But then what? So what do they do next? And they're going to hold hearings. They're going to do very, very rigorous oversight of the implementation process. This administration has just been going crazy and wild in implementing and writing the rules and regulations. They want to have strict oversight of that. And they're going to hold they're going to call a lot of administration officials to testify before hearings to explain to them what's going on, what is the decision-making process about how they're implementing this, so that they can also educate the American people about what is actually in this law. People know they don't like it. They
right.
all know a little part of it, but they need to educate people about how incredibly destructive this law is going to be to our health sector and our economy.
We're starting to get peeks under the curtain of this thing.
Yes.
And people, even people who voted for it, are now realizing that it's not very pretty. I was just, as you were saying all that, Grace, I was wondering how many members of Congress lost their seat in Congress because of this bill that they voted for but never read. They actually don't know what's in the document that caused
yeah.
them to lose their job.
And they really never will. And you can tell that because they were given speeches about all the things that are in this law. I've read the thing.
Yeah.
And it's not in there. I mean,
yeah,
they're saying,
we're going to get
universal coverage.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to have about 25 million people still without coverage. We're going to lower health care costs. No, they're already going up.
Right.
We're going to make Medicare stronger. No, Medicare is going to be much weaker. Seniors know you can't take $500 billion out of this program and make it stronger. You can't create all these new entitlements, reduce the deficit. So they were saying a bunch of stuff that's just not true.
Well, even President Obama is talking about things that have to be completely revamped about this. And it became clear to me, Grace Marie, and I said this many times on the show, it became clear to me that this bill was not about reform. It was about control.
That's right. Exactly right.
So what did they say? What did the members say when you talked to them? What conclusions did they draw from your visit?
Well, I had a list I gave them of different things they can do to make sure they're doing their job with regulatory oversight. They were really glad to have that. And they basically, what their plan is to take specific parts of this law and to pass, sort of do the defund it, dismantle it, and to really, over a lot of oversight on the regulations, delegate more authority to the states. They're going to be working with governors to make sure that they have their constitutional power and the federal government's not treating them like contractors
right.
to implement this new law. So there were a number of different strategies that were discussed and things that they're going to do to be good, responsible legislators, to listen to their constituents and make sure that they're protecting their constituents, they're mm-hmm. protecting the federal budget, and this thing is not going off even more on a wild track.
Right.
Because of the way that the rules are being
So they're coming up with a strategy for how to neutralize this bill,
yes.
this law now, without having the ability to repeal it. If we can't repeal it, this is what we're going to do to neutralize it.
Right. Dismantle
okay.
it, defund it,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
and do a lot of regulatory oversight.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's with the Galen Institute. Very important organization. I encourage you to check out the website, Galen. GALEN.ORG. Go there, see the things that Grace Marie and her organization are doing, and support them, because if you agree with what she's talking about, she needs your help. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.